Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
I couldn't get back on, but I'd just like to take this opportunity to welcome each and every one of you to our weekly Avon Motivational Radio Show. And the purpose of the radio show is to help all those Avon representatives to take their Avon business to the next level. So I am so excited. Once again, we have a on the show, that is Ellen Edwards, and I'm going to see if I can find her on the switchboard, and I'm going to plug her in. She's going to tell us a little bit about herself, and I hope that, you know, you get some good nuggets out of this. So before I call on Ellen, I'm going to have everybody at this time take a minute to get your pens and your pencil, because she's going to provide you with some great nuggets. So let me plug Ellen in, because I don't see her number. Let's see. I think this may be Ellen here. Ellen? Ellen?
Me?
Ellen, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, I didn't recognize the number. So welcome to the Avon Motivational Radio Show. And as our listeners know, that we meet every Monday at 8:30. And could you tell us a little bit about yourself, because you are our guest today?
Okay, well, thank you, and welcome everybody to the call. It's great to be able to speak with you. I've been in Avon for a little over a year now. My background is in sales. I am a sales manager at a company. We deal primarily Fortune 100 companies, but I've always had part-time businesses. I've owned three accessory stores, one in Yonkers, one in Manhattan, and actually two in Manhattan. And I just recently closed my store. And I was looking for another part-time business, and Patricia introduced me to Avon, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Introduce me to Avon, and from the beginning, it really has been a blessing in disguise. It's very, I've been in other multi-level marketing companies before, and I have to say that Avon is by far one of the easiest products to sell. It's already got brand recognition. It's got a great following. It's been in business for 125 years. Fabulous website, great support, great leadership under our district leader, Maria Rivera. So it really was a really welcome change for me. And I have a full-time job, as I mentioned, and one of the issues for me was that I did not work in an office building with a lot of people. And so it was a little bit of a struggle because I'm there from, 8 o'clock in the morning till about 5:30 at night. So, I had to get a little creative about how I was going to reach out to people and actually build my business. So one of the
Before you move on, can you paint the picture for our listening audience the type of work environment where in which you work?
Sure. It's a very small office, maybe 50 people, a mix of men and women, mostly men, and it's a sales environment, so people are constantly busy on the phone, so it's very difficult to get people's attention for any long period of time. So, and because also it's because of my position and also the fact that it's a small office, I'm a little reluctant to be too forward with handing out books and that type of things, even though I do it discreetly, as most of you probably do on your job. You have to be a little careful. So I realized that I wasn't getting a lot of repeat business. They'll order occasionally. Some people order a little bit more, but it's not enough to keep a business going. So I thought about my regular routine, and this is one of the things I always tell people that come on as an Avon representative, that you should not do Avon as a separate thing apart from your life. You should include it as a part of your life. So, for instance, I leave my books everywhere. There's a place that I get my morning coffee. I asked the lady if I could put a stand in her bagel shop. She said absolutely, it was fine. So I put books in there, and I keep them constantly filled and change them with the campaigns. I leave any place where I spend money, I leave my books. A Chinese restaurant that I eat at. There's another Spanish restaurant I leave at. I leave my books everywhere and ask permission of the owners, and generally speaking, because you do spend money with them, they usually say yes. And I will say that I've gotten a lot of orders by doing that. The doctor's
This is not to cut you off. You said you put a stand. Where do you get these stands, and do you decorate the stand, or do you put your business cards on the stand? How do you go about,
Yeah, I went to Staples and I got this brochure stand, and they have different sizes, and obviously, you want to get one that your books will fit in very nicely. And what I did, because I didn't put a lot of effort into the display, all I really did was took the label that I put on the books before I got a stamp, because it's expensive to put labels on all those books, so I got a stamp. And I put that on my stand, and then I put the books in it. And some places I don't have a stand, I just ask them if I can leave them on the counter, and they let me do that. And I've gotten orders from every place that I've put in books, and sometimes you don't get orders right away. There's one particular place, I think I put books in her bagel shop for probably about 6 months every single day checking the books as I went in before I got an order. So I got orders. Sometimes they're not always repeat customers. They'll buy once and maybe they won't buy again, but I consistently put my books in there. I leave my books. I don't throw books away. So I stamp them, and as I go around my regular routine of going shopping or whatever I'm doing, I just leave books places. So I was in the doctor's office, and they were old books. I didn't even have new books. And I said, oh, let me leave a few books here. So sure enough, a lady called me. She says, I have your book. I've been looking for an Avon rep, and I was so happy to find you. So the book was an old book. I explained to her that, you know, we were in a different campaign, found what she was looking for in the new book, and placed the order for her. She's been ordering regularly, and it looks like in the beginning of the year she wants to become an Avon rep.
Excellent.
So she's very busy for December, but starting in January. She's retired, and mm-hmm. So this would be a nice thing for her to be able to do. Plus, she loves the product. So that was just by putting out an old book that most people would have thrown in the garbage, and I said, you mm-hmm. know what, I'm going to leave this book here. So I leave my books all over the place. And I tell people all the time, you go to the doctor, you go to the grocery store, you go all over the place, and there's no reason why you should not be putting books out. And I know a lot of times, you know, people will have extra books and they just think they have to throw them in the garbage because they're old books. Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do that. Stamp them and put them somewhere.
So in other words, Ellen, you're really planting seeds.
Oh, absolutely. And you have to be consistent. One of the things that I find with people is they'll do something for a week or two, and they go, oh, it doesn't work. And they don't know if it's going to work because they don't give it enough time. I put my books in that place for 6 months before I got my first order. And
wow.
Yeah. So it's real important to make sure that you check to make sure you have books in there. Be consistent. Pick out a few places that you spend money and ask them if they will allow you to put your books in there. I just had one little awkward moment. You know, I had my books in a location, and something said to me, I don't remember there being that many books in that stand the last time I was here. So sure enough, I go and check the books, and another Avon rep actually took, I think, my books out and put their books in with their name on it, even though it was my stand because my name was prominently displayed on it. And I got annoyed, and I started to call them, and I said, I'm not going to do that. So I very nicely took their books out and put my books back in there. And I noticed they never did it again, but I started noticing that every place I would go, here this person was putting their books out. So I'm saying to myself, you know, first of all, no one owns a location, but, you know, find your own location. So I know that this particular person has her stuff in a particular restaurant, so I don't put my books there because that's her location. So, you know, there are so many
different ethics. It
really
putting out your books.
Exactly. It's you know, I would never touch someone else's books. I would never put my books in someone else's stand. If I see they're already in a location, I would leave the location alone. As a result of me putting those books out, I got an email from a woman because on my my stamp it says fundraising specialist. It says buy or sell, my name, my website, and fundraising specialist. And I got a woman who called me, and as a result of that, I did an online event for the new city up in Rockland County elementary school system.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So we did an online event for them, and we're going to do another one in Valentine's Day. The lady put together a very, very nice event. She got a bunch of ladies together that do different things, and she put together a web page with our links, and so as a result, people can come on and order merchandise, and actually they get credit, you know, they get a percentage of the profits, and we send it, and they never touch the product. You don't have to deliver products. The products are delivered straight to the customer because their orders are in excess of $30. So that was a really good way to make money for the school and not to have to pack up all these bags. So that actually went pretty well. She's going to continue doing it because this is a relatively new thing. I think this is the first time they've done it. And she did an excellent job. And I told her, I said, you know, you just have to keep at it. The first one was a little slow, but as people get more and more comfortable and aware and they tell their friends about it, I think she should do well if she continues with it.
And Ellen, you know, as a result, also putting your books out, are you getting any, online orders as well?
Yeah, I got a couple of online orders as a result of it. But really where I started seeing a couple of new people's names pop up is I did the Black Friday Cyber Monday. I send out a constant contact to my email list because I don't have everyone in my Avon back office where they're getting emails. Funny about putting people's names in there unless I've had a conversation with them and they say it's okay, because the emails can be a lot. And I've had people say, well, you know, it's too much, so we had to take them off. But I sent out this email to probably, I don't know, about 300 people, and about two or three people ordered, which is not bad. No, it's not bad. And, you know, the next time I do it, they'll remember that. But I don't do it so much that it's annoying. And so, sure enough, they clicked and they placed an order. And as somebody that I had spoken to before, they kept saying they were going to place an order. They never did. And she went online and placed an order. So that was good.
You know, one of the things, Ellen, you live in a building that consists of 321 tenants. And out of those tenants, I will say 20 of y'all are Avon reps on the same team. But I noticed that you, when you go down, even to the laundry room, you go downstairs with your Avon book. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I started, when I first started doing Avon, I took my books everywhere. If I went on the elevator, coming downstairs, going upstairs, going in the laundry room, I had my books with me, and I would just talk to people and give them the books. And I would leave them in the laundry room, and I noticed, you know, after I started doing it, I started noticing other people started to do it, so I kind of left it alone for a while. But there is really nowhere that you can go that you cannot take your books with you. And also, we used to say in another business I was in, you can't sell the dream looking like a nightmare. So if you know that you sell Avon products, you should at least take the time to put on lipstick, put on eye makeup, look like you're a product of the product. And I have to tell you, I wasn't a big person to wear eye makeup. I would only wear it like when I went out with at night. But I figured if I was going to sell it, I was going to wear it. So one particular day I was in the A&P, and a woman said to me, man, I really like your eye makeup. It really looks pretty. So we started talking. I told her I was an Avon representative. And gave her the information, and so she could order. You know, you don't think people are paying attention, but they are. They do pay attention. So, you know, you have to look like your product of the product. You wear the scents, you wear the makeup, you wear the accessories. You should. I'm not saying that you have to go overboard, but you should at least walk the walk. So, you know, if you really want to sell, you have to make sure that you're always presenting a certain look. One thing I will say about, for the most part, and I'm generalizing somewhat, when I see a Mary Kay rep, they are always together. Their makeup is done, their hair is done, their nails are done. They always look together. And that's the way we should look. You know, we should always present a look of, you know, I'd like to do that myself. You know, you always look nice, and then once you tell them about the income opportunities, I mean, I have to tell you, it really is a very easy sale. All you have to do is open your mouth and give out books and talk to people and follow up with them, and just by default, there are a certain number of people that will want to become part of your team. And that's really – and some of us, you know, some of us are a little bit more laid back than others. You know, you run your own race. You don't have to be like everyone else. There are some people that are very gung-ho. They do a lot of shows. They talk to a lot of people. They do great sales. But that doesn't have to be you. Just because you don't sell $1,000 every 2 weeks doesn't mean that you can't sell 100 or 200. And you do it where it's comfortable for you. That's what I mean by running your own race. You know what your goals are. You do it where it's comfortable for you. You don't have to impress anybody. You just have to run your own race. And it depends on how much money you want to make. Some people want to make a lot of money, and they work like a dog to make sure they do that. And other people, like, you know what? You know, if I made a couple extra, you know, a couple $100 extra a month, I'm happy. Great. That's fine. Do what's comfortable for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Ellen. You really said a mouthful there. Ellen, you've been selling Avon for how long?
I started October 8th of 2010. Yeah, we're in 2011. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been
And you've advanced to the level of?
Advanced unit leader. I have two fantastic unit leaders. One is Lane Williams, and the other one is Geelan Clark. And they have started building fabulous teams. And I tell you, all you need are a couple of people that are serious. Not everybody's serious. I mean, I have people that, you know, every once in a while they're putting on an order. They're really not interested in building a business. You know, people tell you they're gung-ho, they want to make money. But when it comes down to it, a lot of people do a lot of talking, but they don't want to work. And this is something you have to work. It's like any other business. So you're going to get out of it what you put in. You put in very little, you're going to get out very little. So I'm very pleased, though, with the people that are on my team. They really are go-getters. Some of them don't sell as much as others, but they're still consistent. They put in an order every single week. That's very important. I don't care if you just order books. If you don't have booklets, you don't have – because the books are your store.
Absolutely.
So how can
your
you
mobile store.
No merchant with no merchandise, and your merchandise really is the book. So, you know, you shouldn't really be ordering no less than 50 books every 2 weeks, minimum.
Yeah. And then if you don't give them out all in one campaign, like you said, at that current campaign, like you said, then take those books and take them around the community in which
Absolutely.
You're traveling.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you, most people are very open. When you ask them, I haven't had anyone that has been nasty. Most people are very helpful. Oh, sure, not a problem. You can put them here. And just make sure that you just stay on top of it and make sure that you know, when the books are out, you've gotten more books to put there.
And you also have gotten helpers as a result of putting your books out, too. I mean...
Yeah, people will say, oh, I'm not really interested in being an Avon rep, but I'll be a helper. And I always present the opportunity because I don't want them to ever say that I never asked them. So I let them know. I said, you know, if you ever change your mind, please let me know. And I have some helpers. They are absolutely excellent. I mean, they'd make great reps, but for whatever reason, they don't want to do it. So I say, you know, fine. Or you may have a person that you signed up to be a rep, and then all of a sudden they don't want to be a rep anymore. They're good helpers. So, you know, they like the product, so you give them the products at cost, and they give you the orders. So that's another way. So, you know, as long as you're out there and you're talking to people and just make it a way of life, there's really no reason for you not to be able to do very well in this business. I'm very pleased.
When you travel on the day to day and you're going from, you know, point A to point B, and you're armed with your mobile Avon store, outside of your campaign book, what else do you put included in that plastic bag or inside the book itself?
Well, I put an order sheet in there, so I wanted to make sure that, you know, a lot of times people write in the books and they fold the pages, and so I prefer for them to actually write it out on a piece of paper. So I have a form that I made up that are two – actually, Zulia, who's probably on the phone, she made them up and stapled them to the inside of the book. Sometimes I'll put in that $10 bill, join Avon with that little $10 bill and staple that. It really depends. I usually have books made up in my car. If you open my car trunk, it looks like a store back there. So if I'm out and I'm talking to people, I can go to the back of the car, pull out a couple of books that have already prepackaged with the Mark book, with the campaign book, maybe a little sample, depending. And so I'm always ready. My books are stamped. And I tell you, when I go up and down in that elevator, I try my best to make sure I have books on me at all times, because there'll be someone I see in that elevator, and I'll just hand them the book. And generally speaking, two things will happen. Either they say I already have an Avon rep, which I think is fabulous, because people are very loyal. If they buy from you, they usually won't buy from anybody else, which I thought was
right.
Or they'll say, well, I don't really use Avon, and that's fine, and they're very nice about it, and I keep my book and give it to somebody else.
And when you carry your books on the elevator, do you have them someplace where you can whip it out real quick, or do you have to fumble and look through your bag or your shopping bags or whatever?
I usually have them in a bag that I carry. And you don't want them all dog-eared looking, so, you know, you might want to keep them in plastic. And I just make sure they're on the top so that I can pull one out and give it to someone. And now what you really should do is, if you give them that, you really should take their contact information. There are some people that are better at that than others. I know for myself I'm a little bit more laid back. If I have an opportunity to have a conversation with them, then I will ask for their contact information. Generally speaking, I'm running and they're running, or they're running for a train or whatever, so I don't always get their contact information. But one thing I will say, make sure when you give a book that your contact information is on the back, because people don't really throw things away. They give it away, they'll leave it somewhere. So your books should always be in constant circulation. And that's why I always make sure that my information is on the back, because you never know where those books are going to end up. Pat, you still there? Hello? I hope you guys can still hear me and my phone didn't go out. Hello? Hello?
How can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I got knocked off the call. Sorry about that.
Okay, yeah, I thought I got knocked off. Sorry about that, guys. So, or ladies, I should say. So, you know, those of you who are in the business, you're struggling a little bit, don't give up. Years ago, because if I had, I'd be sitting pretty right now. I mean, there really is. I have sold a lot of things, and I have been with a lot of multi-level marketing companies, and this is by far the easiest sale that I've ever had.
Absolutely, I agree with you 100%. Like you said before, and in the very beginning, we have a fabulous website, wonderful support, excellent leadership, and a wonderful product. There's no reason why we should not succeed in our business.
Absolutely not. So in parting, I would say everyone should have a business plan, a realistic business plan for yourself. So again, not looking at what other people are doing, but looking at what you're doing and what you want to accomplish, and doing it at a pace that's comfortable for you. So I hope you all have gotten something out of this. Please feel free to call me if you have any questions. And it was great being on the show, Pat.
Well, great. Thank you for having me my guest. And please give your phone number, because there's so many people here that's listening that may not even have your contact information. So you can give that.
Sure. Ellen Edwards, my number is area code 914-488. There's something. I can't remember my own number. 888-488-4939. And that actually is a Google number for my Avon business that I put on my books, because I usually don't like giving out my real cell number. So for those of you, there's some of you on the phone that I know that I've told about the Google number, but the Google number can be forwarded to any phone that you like. So it can go to your home phone, it can go to your cell phone. So no one actually has your contact information. It's all through here, particularly since we leave our books out all over the place. So my number again is 914-488-4939. And if you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call.
Thank you so much for that, Ellen. And I'm sure that the people who have been listening this whole half hour is rich with knowledge as a result of your you sharing this evening with
us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And for those people, if you do the search on Google, or Google telephone, and you should be able to find Google phone, you should be able to find that information. And I, too, have a Google phone number as well. It's a great idea, particularly those people who wish to share their numbers with everybody, knowing that they're putting their books all over the place. The quote of the day, and I always want to take this opportunity to thank Gil and Clark, who did a fantastic job last week hosting when I was in the Dominican Republic. So thank you, Gillian. And I'd like to leave you with a quote. And this is from Jim Rohn. Says, philosophy drives attitude. Attitude drives action. Action drives results. Results drive lifestyle. If you don't like your lifestyle, look at your results. If you don't like your results, look at your actions. If you don't like your actions, look at your attitude. If you don't like your attitude, look at your philosophy. And that's the quote for today. And I look forward to seeing everybody on the radio show again next week, same time, 8:30. And if you missed past episodes or you missed portions of this particular episode, just go to the Blog Talk Radio Internet Chronicles, and you can see each one of the past shows listed by the speaker's name. So, for example, you see the Avon Motivator Radio Show // Ellen Edwards for today's speaker. Okay, so again, thank you everyone for listening, and have a healthy, wealthy, and a safe week. Good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo.